La regarded the two of them.
Meaning what? We hold him for ransom?
Zuto drew in his tusks and shrugged.
We'll have to call it that.
Forget it, La said. We've never done that. Well, once maybe, but we're not about to do it again.
I agree, Ma Kop said.
Wanda's head bobbed.
Same.
Pepe withdrew somewhat.
Okay, so I was just thinking out loud.
There's something else, Ma Kop said.
Raising his big hand, he beckoned to 114D.
Tell the captain what you were telling us.
The droid moved to where the crew members were gathered and swiveled its round head toward La.
Captain, I merely pointed out that Mewns are not known to travel unaccompanied without ample reasons for doing so. In fact, most Mewns are reluctant to leave Munalist for any purpose other than to transact business negotiations.
That's exactly what I was saying about collateral,
Pepe interrupted.
There has to be some financial reason for his being on Baldemnik. Some major deal in the works we might be able to get in on. A construction project, maybe.
Let 4D finish, Ma Kop said.
La looked at the droid.
Go ahead.
It has yet to be determined just what the Mune was involved in. Suppose, however, that the nature of his business is going to impact Baldemnik in a negative way. Should word spread that the crew of the Wobegon lent their support to the Mune's illegal departure, then what might become of the ship's reputation in the Aureal sector? You may wish to include the worth of that in your calculations regarding an arrangement for onward passage.
Ma Kop folded his arms across his barrel chest.
Is our stowaway going to offer to set each of us up for life in case our services are no longer wanted in this sector?
What about what the Mewns can do to us if we don't take him?
Zuto said.
They've got a reach as long as a galactic arm.
Wandao laughed without mirth.
What are they going to do? Downgrade our portfolios? Freeze our assets? Ruin our credit rating? Our only assets are this ship and our reputation for doing what we say we're going to do.
Mostly,
Ma Kop said quietly. Pepe slapped his hands on his thighs.
Goes back to what I said about asking for a lot more than what he might see as a fair price. These banking clan types hold on to every credit. But we've got ourselves a live Mune. And no matter who he is or what he's pretending to be, I guarantee you he's worth more than 10 years of dealing in meat tails and octopods.
Ma Kop broke the short silence.
Captain.
I'm not swayed by any of this, she said after a moment. I want him off our hands.